Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the Macintosh Radio Review. I am one of your hosts, Amelia Jury, the Youth Services Director at Macintosh Memorial Library, and I am here today with...
And I'm your other host, Caleb DeWitt, Adult Programming and Outreach Coordinator.
We are so excited to be able to bring you an overview of our summer reading program. If you listened to our last radio session, you heard us jump right in and tell you all about the fun that's going on this summer. So I'm going to go ahead and continue that trend by telling you about all of the children's programs that we have going on from mid-June to mid-July. So, starting right off the bat here, we are opening with office hours. We are proud to be working with Jeffrey Lenzer of Associated Bank. He comes in on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 4 to 5 p.m. For all of our teens who are maybe starting out in their careers here and or doing their first job or learning all about banking for the first time, this is a really great time to stop in and get some financial and monetary advice from an expert. So, again, come and join us on the second and fourth Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. in the Job Pod to talk to Jeff Lenzer today. On Saturday, June 20th, we are going to be hosting our Dairy Days Barnyard Bash. This petting zoo style program will take place on the Viroqua Courthouse lawn from 10 a.m. to noon, and we are going to host a wide variety of wonderful farmyard animals. These can include sheep, lambs, cows, horses, chickens, ducks, and much, much more. So we hope that you stop on by for a fun petting zoo program on the Viroqua Courthouse lawn again on Saturday, June 20th from 10 a.m. to noon. We are also going to be hosting Dino Racers on Monday, June 15th from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. You can stop by the library and experience the fun of Mario Kart, but instead of all of our wonderful Mario friends, it is all about dinosaurs. So you get to play as a fun T-Rex or Tyrannosaurus or Brontosaurus or whatever you want to do. And you can stop on by and join us for Dino Racers on Monday, June 15th from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. We are going to continue to have our Tween and Teen Boba Cafe on the third Thursday of the month from 3:30 to 5. For ages 10 to 18, you can stop on by, get a snack, enjoy a cup of boba, and get to socialize and make some new friends. Mandy Herrick and her dance troupe are going to join us for a dance showcase from 5 to 5:30 p.m. on Friday, June 19th. So if you want to see a fun dance performance, stop by. We are also hosting LEGO Jurassic World Builders. For all of the LEGO enthusiasts of our community, you can come on by on Friday, June 19th. Head on into the program room, and you can build your own Lego dinosaur. This is from 3:45 to 4:45 p.m. On Monday, June 22nd, we are having Tracy Chipman stop by for a story time. Focusing around the theme of deep earth, she's going to tell us all about the different surfaces of the earth and the little creatures that live within each one. So come on by and have some fun story times with us. Speaking of story times, our new mayor, Krista Brown, is going to stop by on Monday, June 29th from 10:30 to 11 for a special Meet the Mayor story time. So if you want to get to know our city hall and especially our new mayor a little more, stop by and enjoy our story time. On Thursday, June 25th from 10 to 11:30 a.m., snakes are going to be slithering their way into Viroqua, and you can come and join us for a snake discovery over at the Viroqua High School in the gymnasium. This is again on Thursday, June 25th from 10 to 11:30 with the Snake Discovery Company out of Bloomington, Minnesota, where you get to pet some slithery friends. Starting off the bat in July, we are going to host an amazing experience called Red, White, and Blue. Red spelled like R-E-A-D, like reading a book. This is a championship wrestling program from 2 to 7 p.m. with the River City Championship Wrestling Group. This is sponsored by Ridges and Rivers and will be located at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in the Vernon Memorial Health Building. So if you're looking for some fun plans to do on Independence Day this year from 2 to 7, stop on by, join us for a book and a bake sale. We'll have children's activities like bouncy houses starting at 3, and wrestling will kick off at 4 with the victor emerging victorious at 7 p.m. We're also hosting a papier-mâché make a dino skeleton on Wednesday, July 22nd from 4:30 to 5:30. So if you're looking to get a little crafty, come on down and make your own dino fossil today. Speaking of fossils, we are also hosting a fossil dig on Tuesday, July 14th. Our very own Chris Croninger, whose wonderful friendly face you often see at the circulation desk, has a background as an archaeologist. So he's going to tell us all about archaeology while kids get to dig up some fun fossils in the library garden. This is open ages, birth to 12. Lastly, we have Digging Deep Soil Exploration for Kids. Brad Robson with the Monroe County Conservation Corps is going to come on by, and you can learn all about soil and digging deep with him. This one's on Thursday, July 16th from 9:15 to 10:15 p.m. Throughout the course of this summer, we're also going to be working with our local park and recreation department. Kale Proksh is the director of this, and we are going to be partnering with them to host a wide variety of super fun programs. Again, we have that Snake Discovery one, but we are also hosting geocaching on Wednesday, July 15th from 1 to 3. If you're looking to go ahead and head on over to Eckhart Park, you can go geocaching with us. So head on down for a fun, friendly hike, and you get to have some fun hidden treasures and prizes at the end. This is on Wednesday, July 15th from 1 to 3. Throughout the course of July, for all of our budding photographers, whether you're young or a teenager or middle-aged or whatever it may be, you get to capture the nature of Viroqua through this fun, friendly competition. Patrons are invited to take pictures of the nature around Viroqua and then email them to myself at e.jury@wrlsweb.org. These photos will be displayed on the library art wall for all to admire, and at the end of the month, our park and rec director, Kale Proksh, is going to pick one out to be the cover of the city's fall guide that talks about all the different events happening across the city departments for everyone to enjoy. So, this is a fun chance to show off your skills as a photographer if this is a hobby you're into. Otherwise, throughout the course of the summer, we're going to have our regular ongoing programs. We have our mini dinosaur story times on Mondays from 10:30 to 11. We are going to have a Busy Bee story time on weekly on Wednesdays from 10:30 to 11. So if you love our story times, well, now it's happening two times a month or two times a week for the courses of June through August. We are going to continue to host Lego Club weekly on Wednesdays, and we are also starting an advanced Lego Club for some of our older kiddos on the second and fourth Thursdays. So these, again, are going to be from 3:30 to 4:30 for both and are located in the program room. Head on over to our website, MacIntoshMemorialLibrary.org, for more. We also have our weekly toddler playgroups with the Parenting Place on Thursdays from 9:30 to 11, our homeschool resource session on Fridays from 9:30 to 11, and much, much more. Stop on over to our website and check out all of the fun that we have going on this summer.
All right, let's talk about what we've got going on for adults at the MacIntosh Memorial Library. Today is Wednesday, June 17th. We've already had a great June, and there's a couple shout-outs. I wanted to thank some people who make these programs happen at your favorite library in the world. Tabletop Takeover, that's every Mondays. And I want to shout out to Nan. Thank you for being there almost every Monday, if not every single Monday, making that event fun and happen. Every second and fourth Tuesday, we have mindfulness and meditation practice group. That's in the program room at 5:30. Jenny Ross, thank you, Jenny Ross, for making this group happen. It is so appreciated and needed in this world. Every Wednesday, we have Chess Club 65. Volunteer Kyle makes that happen. He gives me little three-minute lessons every time we set up together. And one thing I gotta say about that is definitely not checkmate, because Kyle, you are still a master. Tuesdays and Thursdays, That program is almost over, but Strong Bodies, that is free adult fitness classes hosted at the Bethel Home. Thank you, Bethel Home. And thank you, Janelle, for hosting those sessions. And Kay at Vernon County Over 50 for coordinating. Once again, that is Strong Bodies Tuesdays and Thursdays at Bethel Home, 2 to 3 p.m. And the last session is July 2nd. Big thank you to all of the volunteers who make the Garden Tool Library possible. We are out there at the farmer's market most Saturdays with our tools, slinging tools, talking about your amazing projects, what you love doing with the broad fork, and with all those sharp and fun implements. So thank you to Will, Paula, Asa, Nathan, Maggie. We could not do that without you. And some donations from Marlene and some from other folks. That is a review of our weekly recurring events. Just to give you a heads up, the Garden Tool Library at the Farmers Market, we are not going to be there on the 20th or 27th or July 4th. We'll be back on July 11th, 18th, and continuing on through the month of July. Speaking of that hot month of July, here are some fun one-off events that we have going on. Kicking it off, July 1st, we have the American Conversation Project. This library was chosen by a national group called the American Conversation Project to host a conversation at the library reflecting on what it means to us in Viroqua to have a 250th anniversary of this country. If you have thoughts, stories, bring it on down to American Conversation Project. That's Wednesday, July 1st at noon. Following up the next day, visiting author Mark Lang. He is a Wisconsin author. He just wrote a book called Wisdom from the Woods. All of his profits are going to a great cause, helping with food security for college students. He's going to be doing a book reading and signing at the lobby Thursday, July 2nd at the library. Saturday, July 4th, you may recognize that as Independence Day, and from such events as Read White and Blue. So your favorite library staff will be there at the Vernon County Fairgrounds having lots of fun and watching the wrestling. The wrestling part is going to be from 4 to 7. That's all free. Come enjoy. Next up will be Wednesday, July 8th. What's happening? Insert sound effect of cocktail glasses dinging together here. That's Mocktails in the Mulch. We have a local expert in tool sharpening. So this session is going to be all about sharpening those garden tools, keeping them in cutting condition. And then we're going to talk about pruning, mostly about tomatoes in the library garden. That is an RSVP event. You got to RSVP to come to the event. So check out our events page on the McIntosh Memorial Library.org website to RSVP there. Later on in July, we have two tech-related programs. That is our no-cost device distribution event with Techwity Wisconsin in partnership with the United Way. That's going to be Thursday, July 9th from 11 to 3 p.m. And at the same time, I will be doing tech support drop-in. Bring your computer, your iPad, your phone, and I will do my very best to help you figure out what needs figuring out. If it's related to Microsoft Word, I got you. If it's related to something crazy and weird, let's take a look together. That's Thursday, July 9th. Insert sound effect of something cooking and sizzling. On Wednesday, July 15th, we have a cooking demo with Kevin Fang. He is our chef. We're doing recipes from the Old Farm Country Cookbook. That's one of our four featured books for the Adult Summer Reading Program in partnership with Vernon County Reads. It's written by Susan Apps-Bodilly, our featured author. We're going to be cooking up some recipes from the cookbook, Old Farm Country Cookbook. That's 5 to 6 p.m. And guess what? It's going to be at Little Bird Plants. We are hosting that event out in a little veranda covered area. It's beautiful. It's charming. Check us out at Little Bird Plants and do RSVP in advance. That is limited seating. And then Tuesday, July 16th, we have a presentation with local author and photographer Al Cornell. The book is A Year at a Beaver Pond, and at the risk of being redundant, it's about Al Cornell spent a year at a beaver pond observing, being present, taking pictures, and the book covers what happens when you are really present in a physical space, what you see, what you notice, what you experience, what you feel. And the photographs are so impressive and beautiful, you don't want to miss it. That's Tuesday, July 16th, 5:30 p.m. at the library lobby. Last adult program for July, that is a field trip to the 4-Acre School with the Vernon County Historical Society. We're getting a guided tour of this classic, beloved piece of history right here in Viroqua. And we are going to be talking with Kristen, who is the executive director and curator at the Vernon County Historical Society, later in this program. That's Wednesday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at the 4-Acre School, 606 West Broadway Street.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of really fun programs going on the adult side this summer. I'm sure all of our adults in this community are going to be really excited about those, and I know that I am certainly one of them. We are now going to go ahead and shift into our first break song. This is Everywhere, Everything by Noah Kahan.
It's been a long year. Would we survive in a horror movie? Doubt it, we're too slow moving. We trust everyone we meet. Two bodies riddled with scars from our preteens, intertwined in a car's dirty backseat. Stare at a driving screen. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. We cried, oh, 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 oh. Everywhere, everything. Want to love you to prove for the words to eat till our fingers decompose.
And we are back in the studio. This is WDRT Viroqua, the Macintosh Radio Review. I'm now going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about our upcoming Children's Summer Reading Program. So throughout the course of this summer, starting on May 20th through July 31st, we are hosting a summer reading program all around the theme of Unearth a Story. That means that all of our programs, story times, and much, much more are going to focus around themes of dinosaurs, archaeology, geology, paleontology, and some of our other fun forestry friends. Throughout the course of the summer, you have a chance to compete for one of our amazing prizes that are on offer this year. To do so, you can go ahead and stop by the library and pick up a summer reading bookmark. One side of the bookmark has a QR code to link all of our summer programs that are displayed on our amazing website, MacIntoshMoreLibrary.org, under the big old banner with the fun dinosaur eye looking out at you. The other side has the Summer Reading Challenge Tracker. For each book you read, you color in one of the pictures on the bookmark, and once all those pictures are colored in, bring it back to the library and you can turn it in for a chance to grab one of the prize books from the prize book cart and be entered into the drawing for our summer reading prizes. For the younger audiences, we have books or bookmarks on display for ages birth to 9, and then when they turn that in, your prize that you have a chance to win is either a 4-foot-tall dinosaur who's a T-Rex. He's big, he's green, he's fluffy, and we've been calling him Digger the Dino. Our second place prize is a wonderful dinosaur-themed prize basket that has been kindly donated from the Viroqua Public Market. For the older kiddos age 10 to 18, we are offering a prize of an Amazon Kindle and a Lego Triceratops set. You can go ahead and stop by the library to check out these fun prizes on display, and we hope that you join us for Unearth a Story this summer. All right, now Caleb is going to tell us all about the Adult Summer Reading Program and a few of the other fun things that the Adult Department has going on this summer.
Adult Summer Reading Program. This is in partnership with Vernon County Reads. And you've probably heard me say this already, but our featured author this summer is Susan Apps Bodilly. And she has 4 books that we're excited to promote this summer. The Old Farm Country Cookbook, One Room Schools, Seeds in the Soil, and Timber. They are all about Wisconsin. They're written by a local Wisconsinite about Wisconsin. They're super accessible. So even though this is adult summer reading program, they're broken down pretty accessibly, so you can bring these home to your family and share with your kids. I've learned so much about Wisconsin history, geography, industry, and a recipe through these 4 books. They're delightful. So if you want to take advantage of all the books you're reading this summer, we do have a prize entry form for adults. It is pizza themed, hearkening back to my childhood of reading books for pizza over the summer. So if you read or listen to at least 3 books, you can return your entry form and enter a drawing to win a prize. 5 people will win a large Pizza Hut pizza donated by Viroqua Pizza Hut, and 1 person will win dinner with our featured author, Susan Apps Bodilly, and some of your favorite local librarians from a handful of libraries will be there also. So get your entry form. It is at the circulation desk at the Viroqua Library. So we'll see you there. Tomorrow is our Bring Anything Book Club as part of the summer reading program. It's at noon, so you can stop by during your lunch break. Talk about whatever you've been reading. You bookophiles, I know you want to talk about whatever you've been reading. I do too. Let's get together and let's enjoy talking about books. That's tomorrow, Thursday, June 18th, noon, at the library in the program room. 2 other things I want to talk about real quick. One of them is Stuff the Bus. Stuff the Bus is a program that provides free school supplies for students from pre-K all the way through high school in Vernon County. That's right, we said it, free school supplies. So get your student signed up. Go to the library website. It's under the services tab. Click Stuff the Bus. Registration is open now through July 17th, so sign up earlier than later. Couple shout outs with Stuff the Bus. I have to thank our volunteers who've helped make this program possible, Kathy and Maggie, and thank you to the Bethel Home for letting us use that space. and to the other libraries in Vernon County for being distribution sites so that people can get their school supplies. I would also like to thank our donors from past years to make this program possible, and from this year. We have raised over $3,000 for Stuff the Bus to help buy school supplies for students in Vernon County. That is incredible. That is money that families don't have to worry about spending on school supplies. They can focus on the essentials and the school supplies. These donors, you helped us make sure that that's covered. Thank you so much. Last thing I want to talk about right now is home delivery service. I don't know if you knew this, but the library can deliver books to you if you're unable to leave your home and come into the library. We have a couple people taking advantage of this program now, but if you didn't know about it and need this help, get onto the library website, go under Services tab, and click Home Delivery Service. There's an application you can fill out online, or there's a paper form. We'd love to help you out, so give us a shout. One more speed run of thank yous. I want to thank all of our presenters who helped us make our programs possible in June. We could not do it without you. Viroqua is full of so many interesting, talented, fascinating, beautiful people. And if you want to be a presenter or a volunteer or share a workshop with us, let me know. I'm Caleb. Find me at the library or email me at c.dewitt@wrlsweb.org. Come find me. Anyway, I would love to thank Julie and Matt Emsley for their presentation on Alaska and their life and adventures there. I want to thank Katie Skolos from the ADRC for helping us understand Medicare. That's confusing, but Katie is there. I want to thank Rosie Brooks and Obi King for sharing transportation liberation about how they go about life without using a car. And to Kay Winky from Vernon County Over 50 for being a great collaborator and bringing amazing programs to this county and this city. Dr. Mike Kalinowski, thank you for your pain management series. This can be life-changing for people, learning how to live with chronic pain and how to manage it. Thank you, Dr. Kalinowski. Paula Swasco, the Nature Lady. She did a Nature Boxes art workshop. She brought in so many fun little trinkets that she found on her hikes in the woods, made those available, and showed us how we can assemble those together in a really fun, creative box. Paul Lee, Pastor Paul Lee from the United Methodist Church, he led our Korean cooking demo. Thank you, Paul, for sharing your talents and insights for cooking and Viroqua Plastic Free. Kitty, Flo, thank you so much for volunteering to make the materials available to this cooking demo so it can be plastic free. And thank you for Vicky from Youth Initiative High School for coordinating that as well. Shout out to Deborah Murray at Scenic Bluffs Community Health Clinics and Samantha Knudsen for bringing us mental health and opioid prevention programming. And lastly, but not least, thank you, Blair McLeese, for making Viroqua Area Pride happen and helping us with our adult Mario Kart tournament. And to everybody named and unnamed, thank you. You are essential. You make this community great, and you make this library great.
And a big shout out, especially from the Children's and Youth Department here, too, that we want to thank all of our sponsors, Ridges and Rivers, for helping to make events like Red, White, and Blue possible. We also want to thank Kale Prox and the Park and Recreation Department for all of the partnership programs we'll be doing throughout the course of the summer. We want to thank Brad Robson of the Monroe County Conservation Corps for coming in and doing those talks, and Chris Croninger, our very own desk staff member, for helping make sure everything at the circulation desk gets done and is possible to continue our daily operations, and B, for coming in and doing that fun archaeology programs. We also want to thank everyone else who we are doing programs with throughout this summer. We are so excited that we get to do all of these amazing different things and whom help make these opportunities and experiences possible. All right, I'm going to go ahead and change gears now. We are going to talk about a couple of open positions open at the McIntosh Memorial Library. If you've been listening to our radio show and you've been wondering to yourself, gee, I would love to be a part of that team, well, guess what? We have two open positions. The first of which is the McIntosh Memorial Library will be bringing back the after-school program starting this fall. Running for the last 7 years and just taking a little break this last year, we are now going to be resuming the McIntosh Memorial Library's after-school program. Starting on Tuesday, September 8th and running until Thursday, May 27th, families of Viroqua can go ahead and sign up their children to join us for the after-school program. This registration is going to go live at the end of June, and families will receive confirmation of their registration acceptance by mid-July. These families that join us and all of our different students will get to be a part of the after-school program. Each month, they will receive a newsletter talking about upcoming programs and people who are visiting to do guest talks at the library and much, much more. The students are also going to receive a fun, safe, and lovely environment that they get to go to every day after school from Monday to Thursdays. There will be no program on Fridays, and it takes place from 3:30 to 5:15 p.m. These students are going to get to come in. They're going to have a chance to use the local facilities. They are going to be able to take field trips over to the local Eckhart Park and have a chance to get outside and enjoy the fresh air. They're also going to be a part of the Library Garden Club, and they also get to receive a fun free snack and homework help through the wonderful staff that are going to be helping to run it this year. So we really hope once this registration goes live that you come and join us and sign up your children if you are a parent or a family in the area to join us for the after-school program. All right, so we are also now going to talk some more about those open positions. So one of them is that after-school program manager for that wonderful program I just told you all about. And the next one is a local youth services associate. My assistant is now in open position, so you get to come on in and work every day with me. We talk about planning together. We have meetings every week that we get to talk all about the youth department at, and they're really fun and, you know, educational. We learn a lot. And you also have a chance to kind of learn a little bit more about what it means to be an advocate for the youth in the area. So if you're interested, you can head on over to our library here at McIntosh Memorial Library on 205 South Rock Avenue, or you can also stop by our website, mcintoshmemoriallibrary.org, and check us out under the open position tabs under employment. So be sure to go ahead and apply for those if you're interested, and we look forward to seeing who comes our way. We're now going to go ahead and transition into our second break song. This is The First Time by Damiano David.
Oh, baby, I was flying, and I talked to God. He couldn't get me high.
Okay, we are now back in the studio. We are joined today by Derek Martin of the River City Championship Wrestling Group. They are based out of La Crosse, and we are going to go ahead and talk a little bit about wrestling and all the fun that encompasses it. So welcome, Derek. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
All right, Derek, how did the River City Championship Wrestling Group get their start?
RCCW has been going for just about 13 years now. It actually started in La Crosse as a fundraiser type event for a young man in La Crosse who was losing his eyesight, and he was a wrestling fan. And we did it as a one-off show, as a thing to raise money for him. I got a lot of our wrestlers that I had known from across the area to come in pro bono, and they did the show as a fundraiser for him, and it worked out really well. We did La Crosse American Legion. They asked about if we wanted to come back and do some more, and just kind of grew from there.
Cool.
Exciting. What do you enjoy about wrestling?
It's such a unique thing. It's physicality, it's acting, it's story, it's a little bit everything. It's great. You got, obviously, the action, and storytelling is kind of the big part. It's really what I like about it. If you get fans interactive, they've been following along for a long time, know what's going on, they get into it just as much as you enjoy putting it out there.
And you talked about, at the origins of RCCW, a kind of community of wrestlers in La Crosse. What does that look like?
Not so much in La Crosse. We outsourced. La Crosse, at the time especially, did not have a very big wrestling group. But if you go up to the cities, Milwaukee and Greenberry, yeah, there's like four or five of pro wrestling companies in each area. So that's, I'm kind of lucky in this area. We don't have a lot of groups, so I get to pick this guy, yep, this guy, this guy from the different areas and kind of work the stories that I want to do with them. And it's been quite fun.
Yeah. Can you talk about all the people on your team and all the different personalities?
Oh, absolutely. It's eclectic. It's it's a lot. You kind of got to have a big personality to be involved in this business, because it's a lot more than physicality. You can go out there and get thrown around, but if the fans don't care to see you beat, what's the point?
Yep. So how many people are there, and do you have a regular roster? They're coming in from out of town. How does that work?
We've got a few core guys that tend to be on every show, and ones that have... We have trained ourselves. We started our own school a couple of years back, and that's been going really good. But you'll see typically on a lot of the shows, there's seven or eight guys, but then we kind of rotate a lot too. You can only do so much with seven or eight people for 15 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, the roster rotates. You tend to see some of the same, some of the different people each time.
What are some of the most notorious rivalries you have going on?
There's a group called 3BF. It's a tongue-in-cheek, wow.
Yeah.
Three best friends, but they tend to be the bad guys. They come out and get all kinds of crowd all riled up. And they were actually feuding with my son, who's a referee.
Yep.
Kind of got him involved, which brought me back into the mix to try to put people up against them. And that's kind of been the most fun one. That's been the most fun lately.
3BF has beef. So I'm wondering, does everybody train separately in their positions wherever they may be living?
Yeah, like I said, we had our own school that we just started, but I mean, there's been different training centers all across the Midwest that have popped up over the past several years. As former WWE star Hornswoggle has one in Green Bay. There's two or three up in the cities. Our former champion is a guy who used to be on WWF, Ken Anderson. He was Ken Kennedy in WWF. He has an outstanding school up in the cities. We got a lot of guys from him, nice, down in Milwaukee, all over the place.
Did you say you just started your own studio?
Our own training center, yeah.
Training center. How does that work?
We got two rings. We have one set up pretty much constantly at our shop in Sparta. We get people who want to sign up, pay the fee. It's a 13-week course. We do a little bit of everything, a little bit of getting used to working in the ring, doing the promo work, the talking. We do as much of it as we can.
What age does that start at, Derek?
Legally in Wisconsin, you can't do anything under 16. If you're 16, you have to have a parent waiver, but 18 and up, if you're interested, we can take you.
Cool.
Awesome. McIntosh Memorial Library is hosting a 4th of July event called Read or Red, Royd and Blue for a showdown that is going to take place at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. Derek is coming with that amazing wrestling group that we are hearing all about here, and this event will take place in 4 to 7 p.m. Derek, what are you looking forward to?
I am super looking forward to being in this area. I'm a Westby graduate, so I'm super familiar with the area. I've always wanted to try to get shows into Westby, Roque, or this surrounding area, and we spread around all over the Minnesota-Wisconsin border and just haven't hit that close to home yet other than La Crosse. So looking forward to showing what we can do locally.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited.
Good.
Yeah, we're very excited that we can bring this to Roque and, have this experience. Is there been a memorable moment or match from the River City Championship Wrestling Group that you're excited to recreate or build upon here?
We do a large event every year with former Green Bay Packer Gilbert Brown for his foundation up in Galesville. And those always tend to be pretty well-attended events. Anytime we do kind of fundraiser stuff, tends to bring out the crowd who may not even be familiar with wrestling. Hey, there's a fundraiser going on. Let's go see what's going on. Which is exactly the kind of same situation with the Red, White, and Blue event. If we can bring more attention to the library and everything you guys do, that's excellent.
Yeah. Derek, you've mentioned that, you know, your group, you guys kind of travel far and wide here. What's the farthest you've gone, and what's been your favorite place that you've visited?
The farthest RCCW has gone is a little town up north in Winter, Wisconsin. Little 200-person town. We've done their town festival the past few years. We're actually not doing it this year because we had Riverfest in La Crosse, but a couple days before the event here in Viroqua. So, honestly, Riverfest has probably been the favorite so far. That's just such a unique time. They, a couple of years in a row, had us like three times a day every single day. Wow. So that gets to be kind of hectic. Yeah. But at the same time, it flows quick and it's fun.
Yeah. So this event that we're here promoting is Read White and Blue for the Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Do you do anything special for that theme? And are there other special themes like a Riverfest that you guys will do?
We kind of tried to make the Riverfest ones like that, the more American centric with patriotic characters and events and things like that. Probably something kind of similar along the lines for Read White and Blue coming up too.
Yeah. What's usually on the playlist to get people pumped up?
Well, we're planning there'll be about 7 or 8 matches on the event. Obviously, it's a, I don't know, playlist. I don't know where go with that. But I mean, we have plenty of matches coming up. We'll see some of the trainees from our academy. Our brand new heavyweight champion, Joey Jet Avalon, will be defending his newly won belt. He just won it last week against Brock Hall. Defending it against Brock Hall again at the event. So who knows? He might be a short lived champ. We'll have to be there and see.
Yeah. Any other surprises we can expect at this event?
Just come out and expect to have fun. I don't like to give too much stuff away, but
even
if you're not a wrestling fan, you're going to find something you like about it, whether it's the stories, the characters, or the action.
Yep, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Derek, do you have any advice for kids who want to get into wrestling or maybe currently a part of a school wrestling extracurricular?
I've known a lot of wrestling fans. WWE and things like that, they're on huge runs right now. Wrestling is probably one of the, at the biggest level it's been probably since the 80s in the glory days, you know. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on your local events because that's where you get started.
Awesome. Lastly, is there anything that you want to share with our listeners that you'd like them to know?
I just want everyone to come out July 4th and support independent wrestling. Even if it's not RCCW, go check out shows. There's all kinds of great events all around the tri-state area and in the whole country. But obviously, come to RCCW. We're going to give you the most fun.
Of course. Again, this event is happening on Saturday, July 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. with wrestling. We'll have a book and a bake sale starting from 2 to 4, and children's activities such as a fun bouncy house is going to start at 3 p.m. Hopefully you can stop on by and join us, and we'll be at the Vernon Memorial Health Fairgrounds at the Vernon Memorial Health Building. Again, this is Macintosh Radio Review, WDRT Viroqua, and we hope that you stop on by and celebrate Read, or Red, White, and Blue wrestling with us on the 4th of July this year. That was our wonderful interview with Derek Martin of the River City Championship Wrestling Group. We are now going to go ahead and transition into our third and final break song. This is Oye Soweto by Teaspoon and the Waves.
Welcome back to the WDRT studio. This is the Macintosh Radio Review. I'm Caleb here in the studio with Kristen Parrott from the Vernon County Museum and History Center. Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, Caleb. Thanks for having us.
We're so glad to have you. Tell us about the Vernon County Museum and History Center, what it is, and how does the public usually engage with the collection?
We're located in a big brick building just north of the hospital and clinic. The building is over 100 years old. It was constructed as the Vernon County Normal School, a teacher's training college. So we enjoy this space. People come in, and on the first floor, they can do research. People will often come in to do local history research or family history research. And then upstairs, we have two floors of exhibits about local history.
Cool. And I wanted to ask, what is the relationship between the museum, the historical society? It seems like there's a couple entities at play here.
Mm-hmm. The Vernon County Historical Society is the parent organization. It was founded, I think, in 1941. And the museum is the main building that we own. And we also own the Sherry Butt House on North Main Street.
And you were talking about people come in and research their ancestry and local history. What does that look like? Is it giant books of maps? Is it yearbooks? Is it birth logs?
Well, we have a little of everything. We usually start people on obituaries if they're looking for a certain person. Obituaries can be a great source of basic information. Then we'll move them on to what we call people files. We have a file for most of the family names in Vernon County. If they're interested in a place, especially a rural place, we'll often start them with a plat map. Our oldest plat map of Vernon County dates to 1878. We have a lot of files on specific topics from A to Z. So A for agriculture, we've got churches, communities, organizations, just a lot of resources.
And what kind of format does it take? Is it all binders? Is it microfiche and microfilm? Is it on the computer?
It's mainly paper. We have a lot of paper documents. We've got photos. A few people like to use microfilm. We do have some old newspapers on microfilm. We also have them in original paper format. We do have a lot of information on our website, vernoncountyhistory.org. You can access some essays and maps and photographs there as well.
Yeah, great resources. So you mentioned a couple of the sites that you manage throughout Vernon County. How many are there?
We manage four. So there's the main museum building and then the Sherry Butt House at 795 North Main. We own those. And then at 606 West Broadway in Viroqua, there are two other buildings, the 4-acre school and the old St. Mary's Church. Those buildings are owned by Vernon County, and we operate them as museums. They are open mainly by appointment.
Gotcha. And speaking of which, we're going to have an event at the 4-Acre School in July, on July 19th, Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. The library is doing a field trip to the 4-Acre Schoolhouse as part of our summer reading program. One of our featured books by Susan App Spodilly is called One Room Schoolhouses, about the history of one-room schoolhouses in Wisconsin. And this will be a great opportunity to kind of see that book come to life. Can you tell us about the history, the upkeep, the caretaking? What happens at 4-Acre?
The current 4-Acre school building was built in 1888. It was replacing an original log structure that was built in the late 1860s. The 4-Acre was in the town of Liberty. It was on Peavine Hill, and it operated there until 1960. The building was closed. Many schools, small country schools, were closed during consolidation, and the kids were bused into larger villages and cities to go to school. So when the 4-Acre closed in 1960, the county purchased the building and moved it into Viroqua to be part of our museum.
Are you saying that the location that it's at right now, it wasn't always there?
No, it was moved there. Yeah, it used to be a country school out in the town of Liberty.
So what else is happening at the museum lately? What are other ways for people to get involved?
This summer, we are focusing on the U.S. semi-quincentennial. That's the U.S. 250th anniversary. We're going to be commemorating that in a number of ways. The big day will be July 4. We'll have our annual Strawberry Shortcake Social out at the Sherry Butt House from 1 to 5 p.m. For $6, you can buy some strawberry shortcake and something to drink, have a tour of the house, and enjoy live music outside on the lawn. At 1 o'clock, there will be the Viroqua City Band, and then at 2 o'clock, Kickapoo Joy Juice will be playing. A few days later, on Wednesday, July 8, at 5 p.m., we will be part of a public reading of the Declaration of Independence. That will happen outside on the lawn at the museum if the weather is good.
Yep.
And this is part of a nationwide public reading of the Declaration on that day, July 8, at that time.
Keeping history alive.
Mm-hmm.
So on a normal day, what are your hours and how can people come visit the collection?
In the summer, we are open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and also Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can visit us during those regular opening hours. We are also open by appointment. You can email us to make an appointment. Our email address is museum@vernoncountyhistory.org. Or you can call us. Our number is 608-637-7396.
That's Kristen Parrott at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua. Kristen, thank you for joining us on our show today.
Thank you so much.
Also in the studio today, we have Leslie Salas from the Driftless Writing Center. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
And we have a partnership with Vernon County Reads. It's comprised of several libraries in the Vernon County area, including McIntosh Memorial and the Driftless Writing Center. Leslie, can you tell us about your involvement with Vernon County Reads?
Well, actually, the Driftless Writing Center has been involved for the past 10 years since the inception of Vernon County Reads, and it fits in very well with our mission because we believe that Viroqua is the heartbeat of the Driftless writing community in Wisconsin, and so it's just another way for us to help people to read and to write.
Are there any highlights that you cherished memories from past Vernon County Reads Summers?
We've had such a variety of people. I think this year we're so excited. Jerry Apps is a very beloved figure in the area, and his daughter Susan is carrying on his tradition with memories of one room schoolhouses and so on, and that's very in line with the Driftless Writing Center capturing also the history of the area is very important to us.
Yeah, we're really excited. These are really bespoke, very Wisconsin-centric books. There's Timber, about the timber industry, Seeds in the Soil, there's the Country Farm Cookbook, and One Room Schoolhouse.
Right, right.
So what else does Driftless Writing Center have going on lately?
We have a lot of activities. Oscar Wilde once famously said, "Be yourself, everyone else is taken." And we really take that to heart at the Driftless Writing Center. We believe everyone has a story to tell, and we facilitate writing for beginners all the way up to published authors. So I'm going to invite people to go on our website, driftlesswritingcenter.org, or on our Facebook page and find out about the many, many opportunities we have. We have a virtual writing one-hour session literally every day of the year that you can go and attend. We also have once a month in-person writing groups. That's going to be in La Crosse and here in Viroqua at Magpie Gelato. The next one is July 12th over here in Viroqua. And we have Narrative Healing. A medical doctor is going through different traumas and so on and so forth and helping people heal through writing. We have author visits 2 to 3 times a year. We have 6 open mic opportunities every year. So if you want to write, you want your writing to be heard, We have all these types of opportunities. We even have a submission workshop for people who are ready to send in their writing but not quite sure how to do that, and that one we run regularly. And the big event for coming up for us is our annual retreat. And you can certainly find out more about that on the driftlesswritingcenter.org site. And I really encourage people to dig in there and take a look at everything, because we are helping people get their own story out and add to the story of this area. So, and we're so, so happy to have Susan Apps coming, because she fits very much into that area of promoting the Driftless, understanding the local area, and celebrating it.
Leslie Salas, thank you for coming on the McIntosh Memorial Radio Review. As much as we like books at the library and reading them, we need somebody to keep writing them. So thank you for everything you do and everything that you do at the Driftless Writing Center.
Thank you, Caleb.
Okay, this has been the McIntosh Radio Review June Radio Session. This is WDRT Viroqua. Thank you to all of our listeners for joining us here today. We hope that you've had a fun time and are excited about all of our upcoming summer programs, especially our July 4th one. We are now going to go ahead and end our show. We hope that you come over and check us out on our newsletter. This is released through our website as well as our socials. So if you want to go ahead and join our newsletter, head on over to McIntoshMemorialLibrary.org. Scroll down to where it says join the team on the newsletter, click it, and then you'll have a chance to subscribe. Thanks to everyone for listening. This has been the McIntosh Radio Review, and have a great weekend.